From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The president of one of the nation's most powerful labor unions is expected to announce his retirement this week. Under Andrew Stern's leadership, the Service Employees International Union helped Democrats pass their sweeping health care overhaul. Now, as Stern prepares to leave the top spot, the SEIU has turned its focus toward ousting members of Congress who voted against health care, and they're starting with Democrats. In North Carolina, that means a first for the SEIU. It's trying to get a new political party on the ballot. Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports from Charlotte.
We're going to do what?
Get out!
We're going to do what?
Get out!
These people chanting were once some of Democratic Congressman Larry Kissel's most ardent supporters. As members of the Service Employees International Union, they knocked on tens of thousands of doors and donated tens of thousands of dollars to help him beat an entrenched Republican in 2008. Then Kissel announced he was voting against the health care bill, and SEIU members like Sheila Dogan converged on his office near Charlotte.
If he votes no, then he better be prepared to kiss his house seat goodbye, because we're going to bring his butt back home.
Their plan is to put a new political party on the ballot in North Carolina this November. Unions have been known to form parties. Think the Labor Party or the Working Families Party, which is active in several states right now. But the SEIU has never done this before, according to spokeswoman Lori Lotus. The union's giving it a shot in North Carolina because the state has three Democrats who voted against the health care bill, and because there are only three parties on North Carolina's ballot: Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian.
For too long, we watched members of Congress seem to become part of the same party, the party of insiders.
This is Greg Rideout. He's a political consultant helping to steer the SEIU ballot effort.
This group, North Carolina First, intends to make sure that the next people who get to Washington are going to watch out for working families and not for insurance company profits.
North Carolina First is what they intend to call the party if they can collect 85,000 signatures by June 1st, as the state requires. They've only been at it for 2 weeks. If Congressman Larry Kissel is nervous that his health care vote will cost him a second term, he's not letting on.
This is a vote not of politics, but of principle. I made a promise. I kept that promise. We have found a lot of people come to us and just say thank you for keeping a promise.
Kissel maintains the promise he made was to protect Medicare, which faced cuts he couldn't support in the health care bill. Of the three North Carolina Democrats who voted against the measure, Kissel is expected to have the closest reelection race. His sprawling rural district includes union-heavy pockets of manufacturing. But not all of the labor vote has abandoned him. Last week, the North Carolina AFL-CIO endorsed Kissel, despite being disappointed in his health care decision. That will certainly pull from the pool of union voters the SEIU needs to make its new political party work. Raleigh-based pollster Tom Jensen says the makeup of the district itself poses an even bigger challenge.
The independents lean in a very conservative manner, and the Democrats are not nearly as liberal as Democrats are nationally. I think that everybody who voted against health care is going to be helped in North Carolina.
In fact, according to Jensen's polls, all three North Carolina Democrats who voted against the health care bill look safer than a lot of Democrats in other states who voted for it. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.